This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm so happy to stay 9 more years here, and it's like I say before, it's my second home. I'm happy to play here and enjoy time all the time, see you guys, everyone, and just happy, and all my family happy too, and just can't wait when season starts.
Man, Kirill's happy to be here, happy to get the bag. I think that Wild fans, well, I anticipate that Wild fans are excited that he will stay in Minnesota. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline to talk some hockey will be Kevin Gore from FanDuel Sports. And KG, it's been a while since we chatted, but man, hockey season is here, and I know that there's nobody more excited for the Wild to drop the puck on this season than you.
I'm excited, and great to chat with you, Henry. Yesterday was a really pivotal day for the organization, and I think that there kind of been, I don't want to call it a cloud, but there'd been kind of a hushed tone over training camp, knowing that Kirill hadn't signed. I think we all assumed before camp got going, before he hit the ice, that deal would be done, and when it wasn't, then the panic started to kind of hit, and I think especially if you watched how the players handled the news yesterday, I think, you know, to a man, they were pretty excited. When a superstar decides to not only stay, but commit to 9 years now, as Kirill just said in that soundbite, he believes this team can win, because that was really, I think, going to be what tipped the scale one way or the other, as if Kirill thought this team could win. He's watched one of his best friends, Dmitry Kulikov, win a cup the last 2 years with the Panthers down in Florida. And if you know him, like a lot of us know him that cover this team, he is a very driven young man, and he really just loves playing hockey, and he wants to win. And so it's a big commitment, and certainly the Wild had to pay to get him, but it sure is a good sign that things are going in the right direction for Billy Guerin, for John Hines, and this team.
Were you ever concerned that there was a possibility that he would not stay in Minnesota with regards to a contract extension?
I wasn't worried all summer. I got the question a lot out of Canterbury, a lot of hockey fans out in the paddock. I'll be honest, when he didn't sign right away in training camp, I started to worry, because once he hits the ice, H, and he's able to be out there playing, if he gets hurt, it puts both the team and Kirill in a really bad spot. So now, he didn't skate a ton, but the fact that he was on the ice at training camp without an extension, that's when I first started to get a little bit worried. Knowing him, I never truly thought he wanted to leave. Kirill is a really low-key guy. He doesn't crave big crowds and big attention. He's almost sheepish when some of that is thrown his way. And we've had a couple of conversations about our favorite cities to visit. We both loved going to New York. We both said the same thing. Way too many people don't want to live there, fun to visit. And so, knowing him as well as I thought I did, I'm like, huh, I wonder why this hasn't happened. And so, it came down to the money, and his agent is a pit bull, and he did a great job for Kirill, and he got a great contract, the biggest that this league has ever seen. And so, credit to him, and I get it. But the bottom line is, this would have been devastating if the Wild lost him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm so happy. I mean, I feel like, though, that fans haven't expressed their excitement that he's staying here the way that I thought that they would. Any thoughts on that?
Well, it depends on the fans. Like last night, the really cool video they did, and congratulations to Kirill and the people that were there. And it was probably a typical preseason game, 60-70% full last night at the building, and they gave him a great raucous applause, and he acknowledged the fans. I think because of social media, the world's a little different now. And people form their opinions based on what they read and what they see. And unfortunately, you know, on social media, there are an awful lot of opinions, and a lot of them are negative. And I think it's important that people kind of sift through this and understand what was at stake here. And if you think the Wild are overpaying Kirill Kaprizov, that's fine. Billy Guerin did the only thing he could do. And Craig Leopold's an owner that is fully committed to trying to win a Stanley Cup. He's borderline obsessed with doing this. And if you're a fan of this hockey team, how can you not applaud that? And then on the flip side, if they're overpaying Kirill, let's just say you think they are, then how good's that Matt Boldy contract right now, 7 years for $7 million per year, when Matt Boldy is knocking at the door of superstardom in this league and validated that last year in the Four Nations tournament, and a very similar contract with Brock Faber, who's another rising superstar on the blue line. So I think all boats will rise, and when you've got a superstar like Kirill Kaprizov, the team is better on and off the ice as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, we're talking to Kevin Gore, joining us here, talking hockey on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. That's the good news. I think they were all stoked for that, but there was some bad news with regards to Jesse Zuccarello, the injury there. Just give me your thoughts on that, because it sounds like he's going to be out the next couple of months.
Yeah, it does sound like it's an 8-week time period for Zuccarello, and most Wild fans know that he is a really key cog, specifically on the Wild power play. That, to me, will be the biggest challenge in the early part of the schedule, which is hard. They start on the road again. They've got a bunch of road games in October. They've got three back-to-backs in the first couple weeks of this season, and Zuccarello can really be a difference maker in power play situations. The silver lining for me, Henry, is this. Zuccarello is at the back end of his career, and the idea of him playing a full 82-game schedule probably is a pipe dream. So now you're going to trim his workload down to probably closer to 50 or 55 games. So you're going to have, a better version of Zuccarello if and when the Wild make the playoffs. And what this does now is it opens up a slot in those top six forwards, those top two lines. And so now young players, whether it's Danilo Yurov, or a Liam Ogren, or a Hunter Haight, who's had a great training camp, there is a window of opportunity for one of those young guys to get an elevated role and for them to prove that they can be a go-to player on the offensive side for this hockey club. So there is certainly some positivity in what is clearly 8 weeks without one of your best, if not your very best, playmakers in Matt Zuccarello.
How confident are we in the fact that this team will have better goaltending this year?
Man, if we can get exactly what we got from Philip Gustafson last year, career high, 58 games played, a career high, 31 wins, a career high, 5 shutouts, then everything is cool. And he did that with Marc-Andre Fleury, and I think that the pressure probably ratchets up a little bit now that he's got the youngster underneath him. In Jesper Wallstedt, a fellow Swede. But I do think that these two guys are good buddies, and they push each other. And I think, you know, listening to Bill Guerin and John Hines talk about what they've seen behind closed doors with Gustafson, they've seen a kid that a couple years ago was kind of happy-go-lucky, a couple years came into camp, wasn't in the absolute best shape. And Bill Guerin said it this way. He's come in this year with an edge. And it's almost like it's my crease, and Jesper's going to have to work his butt off even to get 15 or 20 games because I want to be out there. And he's trained the right way. He's come into camp. He looks good. And I think, you know, the challenge now is, can Wallstedt be the guy that Flower was last year? What got lost in the shuffle with all the injuries and all the drama of the Wild, you know, finally punching their ticket in game 82 to the playoffs and doing so shorthanded for months to close the year, is how good both those goalies were. Breakout year for Gustafson, no doubt about it. Marc-Andre Fleury played damn good hockey last year, and so you need your number two guy to play roughly 25 games and play at a high level. Those aren't throwaway games. And a lot of times they're second and back-to-back. They're short travel. They're, you know, late nights where the backup gets the call the next night after you've gone from Pittsburgh to Washington and you're on a little less sleep. But, you know, Fleury did that and really stabilized that position. So to me, I don't worry as much about Gustafson. I want to see Jesper Wallstedt take that next big step in his career and duplicate what Fleury did last year. If they get that, they're a playoff team, and they're a dangerous team when they get there, because when this team is healthy, they've got some really good young talent, and we haven't even talked about Zeev Boyum and some of the progress he has made, another prized young prospect in this organization at age 19 that's going to get an extended, if not a full season of work at the NHL level, and I don't think we've even scratched the surface with what that kid can do.
Couple of final questions for Kevin Gore from FanDuel Sports, joining us here on the Late Show News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, so expectation-wise, what should Wild fan expect from the Minnesota Wild, and do you expect this team to be in the postseason?
I 100% do expect them to be in the postseason, and I think if this team is going to be the window of opportunity for this club as a cup contender, as soon as that contract extension was signed yesterday, now we're ready. And this is the time we've been waiting for. The Suter and Parisi contract is gone. Billy Guerin's got room to make moves within this season, specifically at the trade deadline. You've got young talent assembled. You've got proven veterans, some of which we've just talked about in Kaprizov, Boldy, guys like Eck, Faber on the back end. So this is it. Tough division, really tough conference, not a lot of room for error. As I mentioned, a very difficult schedule early in the year with a bunch of road games. But my expectation is somewhere between 95 and 105 points, contend for a division title, make the postseason, and let's talk about it. Let's just throw it out there. The biggest challenge for this team is not making the playoffs. It's getting past the first round, something that hasn't happened in over a decade. And they played great hockey last year in that series against Vegas, and a couple of breaks didn't go their way. But they've got to get that monkey off their back. To me, that makes or breaks the success level of this season. Getting into the second round and starting to now build towards making a cup run, because I believe it, as long as Kirill Kaprizov is here, you've got the type of superstar that Stanley Cup seemed to follow. If you look at the history of that championship, there's always that guy on every team. Going back to when I was a kid, watching Wayne Gretzky. This is the guy we just signed for the next 9 years. And I believe that this is our window in the next five specifically with the young talent they've assembled. And now it's time to go out there and get the job done.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here, KJ. I'm absolutely 100% going to put you on the spot. I know that you can take the heat. Who is the best player in the history of the Minnesota Wild?
It's not close. It's Kirill Kaprizov. And there's a big gap to Marian Gaborik, in my opinion, when it comes down to the second best player that this organization has ever seen. It is Kirill Kaprizov. Before, and again, last year he missed half the season, so it's tough to look at those numbers. The three previous seasons, he had 40-plus goals and was close to scoring 50 in one of those goals. And I believe if he stays healthy this year and plays 75-plus games, he will get to 50 goals. This is a guy that last year, before he got hurt, halfway through the season, was the betting favorite for the Hart Trophy. These are uncharted waters for this organization. Marian Gaborik was an unbelievably talented guy. He had a speed game that was really as good as it gets in that one aspect of the game. Kirill Kaprizov is just a more dynamic player. He can do more things physically. He can move the puck and see the rink at a different level. And he's right now, in my opinion, a top 10 player in this league. And to me, it's, without a question, the best player that's ever put on a Minnesota Wild sweater.
All right, I got some good news and bad news here, all wrapped in one.
Okay.
The good news is that, you know, over the – well, maybe this is good news. I don't want to speak for you. But, you know, you're somebody that travels with the team and you are just fully, you know, into Wild hockey 24/7 during the course of the regular season and postseason. Over the holiday season, which is the Christmas holidays and going into New Year and all that, man, you guys got a massive road trip. That looks like, hold on, let me read this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, a 7-game road trip, right?
That's, it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. It's from the final home game is December the 23rd against Nashville. That's a Tuesday. Then you guys are gone. Their next game is Saturday, December the 27th. They don't return back to Minneapolis, or not Minneapolis, St. Paul, until Saturday, January the 10th against the New York Rangers. But I bring this up because...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're going to be with the Wild, and I'm going to be watching the World Juniors in St. Paul.
Yes, you are, and you're so lucky to have that opportunity. It's one of the only times I've looked at the Wild schedule with a little bit of regret.
I knew it.
It's a bucket list item for me to attend the World Juniors. For those that don't know, these are the teenagers that are going to be NHL superstars in the next probably 5 years. It's the ultimate proving ground. It's where Sidney Crosby and some of those big names played, Alex Ovechkin, you name them. To have that in the Twin Cities, to have the kind of hockey you're going to get the chance to see in both Minneapolis and St. Paul, we're going to be watching from the road. It's a huge deal, especially in that Wild locker room. There are so many guys in that locker room, Steve Boyum, Matt Boldy, Brock Faber. They all have so many cool memories from playing in that event. The fact that we get to host, but we're going to be gone the entire time for all of us hockey wonks is totally heartbreaking.
Bro, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I have been told about how important and how big of a deal this is, and I get how big of a deal it is. It's crazy that we're going to be blessed to have it here, but to think that Grand Casino Arena and Mariucci, I mean, just it's going to be so much fun to see all the different countries represented, to see Team USA do their thing. That is going to be a rock star of a week and a half.
Well, I think about the state tournament and how Minnesota hockey fans embrace that entire week and now double it. Because to your point, Henry, it's happening both over in Dinkytown and over in St. Paul. So double it. And then factor in that you've got people coming in from countries all over the world. And it's nationally televised everywhere. Like in Canada, this thing supersedes almost every other sporting event outside the Stanley Cup. So it's an unbelievable tournament. The talent level is ridiculous. So, and these are future stars in this league. There's no doubt about it. Every team, if you look at the top end of the roster, there are three or four players that are 100% locks to be NHL stars. And to me, that's the kind of tournament where if you're a hockey fan, you're just going to gobble it up as much as you can see it. You're going to want to be a part of it, and it's going to be incredible for this town.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm going, and I think that – I don't know if it's today or if it was yesterday, but single-game tickets are now being sold, I think, for the World Junior Championships as of right now. And the funny thing is that a couple of months ago, I'm grabbing some groceries from Whole Foods, and I'm talking about the World Juniors, and the guy that looked at me – and was like, dude, you are so lucky to go. It is like the biggest deal in the world was Matt Dumba. Me and Matt Dumba are sitting there in the grocery store talking
about it.
Yeah, we were talking about it. We just kind of like catching up because it had been a while since I had last seen him. But Dumba was just like ranting and raving. He was like, man, when it's in Canada, it's the biggest deal in the world.
They go crazy. Like, it really is insane. And the pressure on these kids as the tournament, it always seems to come down to at some point in the playdowns to the U.S. and Canada. It feels like they always meet up at some point. And that's the big one, right? If you're a hockey player growing up in the States or growing up in Canada, that's the biggest of the big when it's in terms of rivalries. And, you know, Canada they overthink this thing like you've never seen. Like, they have hour long pre and post game shows. It's the every headline, every sports, publication online. It's just 24/7. This is their big week and a half, 2 weeks, what have you. So to have it in the States and to have it where we're having it just over the border, I can only imagine how many folks from Canada are going to actually come to the Twin Cities to take this in, because it's almost like a national holiday north of the border. These folks don't work for a couple of weeks and just dive in to these world championships. And then when you factor in some of the other countries that'll likely have their fans come in. It really, and the fact that it's going to be a precursor to some more world action at the Olympics, which of course John Hines and Bill Guerin are going to be a part of. It's what a winner we're going to have.
Man, that's crazy. Well, man, it's a pleasure to have you on, KG. I appreciate the time this evening. They're going to be dropping the puck Thursday, October the 9th, on the road against the Blues. And then, man, I might have to get over to Grand Casino Arena on the 11th when they face Columbus, because a couple of weekends after that, I'm going to be pretty darn busy, but we're going to make some things happen here. Oh, man, we're going to be – there's a nice little home stretch during the course of the Breeders' Cup as well.
I better make plans to join you here on the show the week of the Cup,
because we
are exactly 1 month away from the World Championships, the Breeders' Cup that is at Del Mar. And so we've got a lot to talk about here in the next couple of weeks.
For sure. Hey, KG, man, I appreciate the time, my man.
Thanks, H. Always love talking to you.
All right, that's KG, Kevin Gorg from FanDuel Sports, joining us here on the Late Show. I went way, way over. We're going to caught up on some bills, and we'll do that right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.